today we're starting Psalm 18 for our daily reading. And this is a long psalm. There are 50 verses in it. So the reading today is just a part of that 50 verses. And I started out reading it, and I got so excited reading it. After I passed verse 3, then it goes into everything that David had been delivered from. This psalm celebrates the fact that Saul stopped chasing him, and he had victory over the enemies that had been just absolutely just bombarding his soul. And so he says in the first verse, King James Version, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." And I want to stop right there, because the Hebrew word for love in this verse is not the one that's usually used. This word, the translation of the word love, means, "Lord, I want to hug you." Amen. My gosh. Can you imagine? He's been delivered. He's been delivered, and he knows the Lord did it. You don't want to just say, "I love you. I agape you, Lord. I love you." No, I just want to hug you. I'm so relieved. Have you ever been in that position? I wanted to hug the Lord after that audit this last week. I wanted to hug him. Thank you. You got us through this thing. Amen. Goes on to say, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." Yes, you've just proven it to me, Lord. I can totally trust you. I knew it all along, but now that it's over, I really know it. "In whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." The New Living says it this way: "I love you, Lord. You're my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies." And Peterson, who wrote the Message translation, says, "I love you, God. You make me strong. God is the bedrock under my feet, the castle in which I live, my rescuing knight, my God, the high crag where I run for dear life, hiding behind the boulders, safe in a granite hideout. I sing to the lofty, praiseworthy, and I find myself safe and saved." Beautiful. Amen. Christianity is about relationship. It's not a set of rules. It's not just a religion, but it's a relationship. And this is exactly what David is talking about. He's talking about relationship with his Father God, in whom he can trust. Many of us had fathers who we could trust a little bit, but maybe not fully, right? They failed us. God doesn't. Amen. God doesn't. He's a wonderful Father. Amen. He's a wonderful Father that cares about us so much that I just want to hug him. How about you? We're going to hug him during worship this morning, everybody. Let's stand and let's say it together from the Passion Translation. I haven't read this to you. We're going to do it together instead. "Lord, I passionately love you. And I'm bonded to you, for now you've become my power. You're as real to me as bedrock beneath my feet, like a castle on a cliff, my forever firm fortress, my mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue, where none can reach me, my secret strength and shield around me. You are salvation's ray of brightness shining on the hillside, always the champion of my cause. All I need to do is to call to you, singing to you the praiseworthy God. When I do, I'm safe and sound in you. All we need to do is call and sing, and let's praise and hug this wonderful God this morning.